or text 84844. It's 5:26 now. And not a moment too soon, Stone Age trance music. And Nigel Wrench at the Royal Institution in London. Nigel.
Hello, Eddie. This elegant, colonnaded building in the heart of Mayfair has seen some great scientific moments in its time. The discoveries of 10 of the chemical elements were announced at the Royal Institution. 14 of its resident scientists have won the Nobel Prize. But I think it's safe to say that never before has there been an attempt to recreate the sounds of a ritual from 5,500 years ago. The event in a couple of hours' time in the famous lecture theatre here is to be dedicated, I've just been told, to John Peel. It's a meeting between two pop stars, a new field of academic research called archaeoacoustics, and a hippie beatnik.
People sat round, small people, many witches, long hair, amongst his coloured surround, and listened to this 111 hertz. It takes 20 minutes for the sun to pass the entrance to the cairn.
Brian Barrett has been an enthusiast for the psychedelic out-of-body experience since the early 1960s, a friend of the American godfather of LSD, Timothy Leary. At the Royal Institution tonight, he hopes that sound at a specific frequency, coupled with a film, will have an unusual effect.
This was a very serious thing. It took a lot of people a lot of time to build these. The sound's got to be perfect. The entoptics, that's interior optics, are supposedly triggered by the sound. They would have all been painted in psychedelic colours.
He and a writer-producer called Flint and Chalk have based their production of this sound on an ancient cairn in Ireland, northwest of Dublin. They filmed the sun pouring in at the autumn equinox, a key time for Stone Age rituals.
This will be the first opportunity for anybody in the general public to experience a 5,500-year-old ritual.
The sound builds with the images on screen. They say there's an important frequency, 111 hertz, designed to induce a state of trance. The frequency is carefully chosen. An Oxford researcher has found that chambers in many ancient cairns resonate at between 110 and 112 hertz. Paul Devereaux's written a book on the subject, Stone Age Soundtracks.
It seems as though the megalith builders actually tuned these things. Obviously, it would have been done by trial and error over any number of years.
He's one of the pioneers of archaeoacoustics, as it's recently been named. The question is, what sound of this frequency does? There is some research.
The prefrontal cortex, the frontal lobes of the brain, do show marked changes, almost as if a switch has been thrown at 110 hertz. Something's going on in the brain. Nobody quite knows what it is. It occurs only in the theta band of electrical activity in the brain.
So you might say the audience this evening will be modern guinea pigs. The idea is to immerse them in sound. Martin Ware, record producer to Tina Turner, founder of the band Heaven 17, has, with Vince Clark, formerly of the band Yazoo, set up a 360-degree sound system in the auditorium.
An immersive, experiential event. We can transport people. We can start looking back into the past. Maybe we can learn from our sonic experience of the past.
And this is that ritual frequency. Sound at 111 hertz.
This 111 hertz should jump the gap between the practical and the poetic. We want the audience to experience this and this expansion of consciousness that goes with it.
Nigel Wrench at the Royal Institution in London. In the next half hour on the programme, John Peel remembered and in his own words. Also, do you care if you're a stranger to your Member of Parliament?